So our subject for the 6 weeks is the four remarkable qualities of love and compassion, joy and equanimity. And these four qualities are emotions, but unlike reactive emotions, they are emotions that dissolve the barriers that we so frequently erect between ourselves and other people, between ourselves and the world. So these four qualities, the reason that we are going to be spending 6 weeks discussing them is because they're highly prized for their ability to dissolve the barriers that usually exist between ourselves and other people, between ourselves and the world. So the approach that I'll be following a lot is influenced by Ken MacLeod in his book, Wake Up to Your Life. But also I've been strongly influenced from the past by Pachal Rinpoche in the words of my perfect teacher and by Sharon Salzberg's book. So let's begin chanting together this what's called the Four Limitless Ones chant. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the root of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the root of suffering. May they not be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. May they dwell in the great equanimity, free from passion, aggression, and prejudice. So first off, each of these lines refers to one of the qualities. When we chant, may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and its root, this is a traditional aspiration which is said to cultivate and bring out the quality of loving kindness or love. And when we say, may all beings be free of suffering and the root of suffering, the second line is a traditional aspiration that's made to cultivate compassion for sentient beings. The third line refers to cultivating joy or the ability to rejoice. And the last line refers to the quality of equanimity. So the four qualities are expressed in this chant. That's why we chanted it now and why we will chant it again in the future. So first thing I think I'd like to say is what these qualities are not. Today's class is somewhat an overview of all four qualities. And then as we get into the course, I will be talking about each of the qualities and the practices that go along with each one of them. But today, I thought I'd just start with the introduction to all four. So the first, the quality of love or loving kindness. Now this word love, such a tricky one. And when we say we love somebody, what do we actually feel when we say that? People sometimes don't even like to use the word love anymore because they feel it's so loaded with connotation of clinging or grasping or attachment or neediness. And the interesting thing is, since I started working with these four qualities myself, I've been a lot more interested in what they aren't or how they are misunderstood. So what we're not talking about here is attachment or basically neediness. So loving kindness or love misunderstood, which is something that's pretty familiar for us in relationships. It's this quality of neediness or wanting something from the other person. Personally, I think when we first fall in love, that it's very pure and something is awakened in us. That's why we love that feeling so much. Because something wakes up in our heart. The quality of love that's being discussed here as a remarkable quality, a beneficial quality, another way you could say it is it's an opening of the heart. And so when we first fall in love, I think we feel that opening of the heart. But then as the relationship progresses, things get funny. And what creeps in is a kind of wanting the other person to be who you want them to be. And basically it becomes much more about our needs than about truly loving the other person. So the quality of love here refers to